Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
I don't know what that is, but I'm about to find out. Vicky says her sister-in-law has it. She remembered the commercial. She wants to know what it is and was trying to remember where she can send her sister for her ankylosing spondylitis. Hey, Bart.
Hey.
What exactly is it?
It's a rheumatoid arthritis in your spine.
Ah, sounds unpleasant. Yeah.
It says it's supposed to be real painful.
Gotcha.
I'm trying to get a kidney, so I had to go through all these tests to get a kidney, and one of the scans showed that I had ankylosing spondylitis, and I seen that on my chart,
right,
on my app from my doctor, and like, holy crap, I got ankylosing spondylitis.
I heard that on that show with that one guy with that one voice.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly. So I had to Google it to find out.
Yeah, but, yeah, yeah.
And it says it's painful, but I feel great. So I don't know what they're talking about.
Well, that's all that matters. Hey, as long as you're feeling great, Bart, that's all that matters to me. Thank you for the clarification. Yeah, maybe we can dig up the information on where that guy's voice came from a couple of years ago. And that commercial literally ran as much as that guy from Advent who ran for a while who was talking about strangling people in the middle of the night.
Right?
Yep.
Like, if you can't breathe, you're
like
dying.
An intruder in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Whatever happened to him? I'd like to have him back on the show.
Yeah. And then I had the jingle.
Yeah. The Advent guy needs to come back. Is the sales department listening? We need to have him back, too. All right. Slowly figuring that out. I'm actually a little surprised that Whip, who seems to store away this kind of information, can't recall what client it was that had the ankylosing spondylitis.
You know, I'm gonna take the hit on that one, but also say sometimes it's kind of like you almost have such a good message that the actual company gets buried in the message. You know what I mean? Like, we know about ankylosing spondylitis. We know a guy with a cool voice says it, but where do we go to fix it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're so wrapped up in the voice.
Yeah.
Got a smartphone or tablet? Download the free Mix app from the Apple Store or Google Play.
The Mix. Kind of with Nikki on that one. You can't beat good sushi. You really can't.
Oh, so good.
For pure happiness.
And it's a treat. Like, it's not something you eat every day. So when you eat it, it's like, oh, this is so good.
I would.
I know. If I could, I would.
I would eat it every day if I could. The top foods that instantly put people in a good mood, according to a survey by HelloFresh. At number one was tacos, barely edging out bacon and eggs. And before I give you the rest, you give us the rest. The food that puts you in a good mood. Denise, you're probably not alone.
Chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Very popular choice, for sure. Nick, got to be what?
Ice cream.
Delicious. Can't beat what, Peggy? Good mood.
Biscuits and gravy.
Biscuits and gravy. See, I'm not a biscuits and gravy guy.
When done right, that is good.
It feels like women like biscuits and gravy more than men. But women like bread more than men.
I love bread.
I think any gravy thing is good.
Like, when you bring a bread bowl to the table for me, I never even eat the bread.
The bread basket?
The bread basket. Whereas, you know, they even have sketches about it. They bring the bread basket, you see women dive for it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They love the bread.
I had a guy in a day tell me, don't fill up on bread. I was like, don't talk to me.
Love the tone.
Date's over.
Yeah. Love the tone. At number three, puts you in a good mood, Linda.
Soft pretzel bites with warm beer cheese.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, instant good
the cheese.
Mood. Instant good mood. Mike at number two.
Crunch berries.
I can't remember the last time I had crunch berries. It's a cereal, Violetta. Oh. Crunch berries.
Yeah.
Can't remember the last time. You have them very often, Mike?
No, I'm going to go with no since you guys haven't had it.
Which means yes. And finally in at number one, not just any nugget. What kind of nugget, Nicole?
Dino nugget.
Yes.
They've had a resurgence since TikTok.
Your nuggets need to be dino-shaped in order to really bring happiness.
Their natural form.
That's right.
That's true. I mean, the tail is the handle.
Right.
It works.
Dino-shaped chicken nuggets. Can't go wrong, right, Nicole? Do you dip them in anything?
I don't. I eat them with my 10-month-old, so we enjoy it together.
Oh, it's nice you two can do things together.
Mm-hmm. Do you call them diny nuggets, nuggies to them?
I do call them nuggies,
Yeah, that's adorable. Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter. Let's find out the three things trending on Twitter. Violetta at number three.
Tessa Violet released the official lyric video for the song Games featuring Lovely the Band. The fans are digging the reference to the baseball scene in the first Twilight movie, which, with our gloomy weather here the next couple of days, is a total vibe.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Netflix bought Kanye West's docuseries for $30 million.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Crazy. The multi-part documentary featuring never-before-seen home videos and other rare footage of Kanye over the past 20 years is expected to come out later this year.
Documentaries, I can't even keep up anymore.
It'll be recommended one day when you put on your Netflix and you'll end up watching it,
without
maybe.
Without question. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Okay, a lot of talk about Reggae Jean Page, the leading man in the first season of the uber-popular Netflix show Bridgerton, after the show reported that the Duke of Hastings is not returning for season two. Now the rumor mill is saying that he might be our next James Bond.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, after Daniel Craig retires.
I can see that.
I heard then. That's, yeah, you can do it.
Totally, because he's the cool guy, but he's also very kind of feminine.
Well, and he's got that look. There's something about a look he gives that is, it's crazy.
It's intense.
Right. Yeah. I can see that.
Before you even said the thing about Bond, I was thinking he might be pulling something out of the Daniel Craig playbook of saying, I'm definitely not coming back unless you back up the Brinks truck.
That's what I thought it was, too.
Totally.
And don't kid yourself, I'm guaranteeing that's still in play.
I think it might
be. It is still in play. Professional bridesmaid gets married after attending 125 weddings. Nikki currently stands at three. Three times the bridesmaid. Anybody listening who has more than that. All right, let's do the slow build from there. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Tracy, how many times the bridesmaid?
Four.
Four times. Four times.
Yep.
Mostly relatives, friends?
My sister, sister-in-law, and two friends.
Aha. Of the four dresses that you wore, were any of them wearable again?
No.
No, none of them. None of them.
No.
All sitting in a closet somewhere. Okay, thank you. That's four. Lori, how many times the bridesmaid?
Hello, I was a bridesmaid. I said five times, but then I forgot my two brothers. What a jerk am I? So it was seven, actually.
Seven.
Oh,
okay.
My goodness.
What a jerk am I? What a jerk am I? So that would be seven bridesmaids' dresses. Did you enjoy every one of those experiences?
Actually, I did, and I did get to wear one of my bridesmaids' dresses twice. So that was kind of good.
Nice. Nice. Where was the second time you got to wear it? What kind of event?
Actually, it was both at weddings.
Ah. So recycle the dress. Perfect.
Yeah, perfect.
That is perfect. All right. How about you, Carol? How many times a bridesmaid?
Seven as well.
And all friends, family members, strangers?
Four sisters, two friends, one cousin.
Wow.
Four sisters. That is a lot of women in the family.
Yeah, my poor dad.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All of those dresses, any of them get any more use?
One I had shortened into a little cocktail dress.
Ooh.
And wore maybe one more time.
Without naming names, without naming the wedding or the sister, were there any dresses that were absolutely hideous, yes or no?
Yes, one looked like Pepto-Bismol.
Aha.
Aww.
There you go. Hey, all right, so that's seven. Hi there, Julie.
I have been a bridesmaid nine times.
Nine times.
Where do you find the time?
Nine times. And who was the most random of the nine people, would you say, that you became a bridesmaid for?
They were all friends and family, so probably my brothers, because I wasn't really close with his fiance and now wife, but we've gotten much closer since then.
Gotcha, gotcha. So it was almost the obligation to be the bridesmaid as a family member. Right.
Yes.
And those nine dresses, any of those dresses make an appearance, or are they all shoved away in a closet somewhere?
No, actually, for that particular wedding, that's the dress that I've worn several times afterwards.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Was it one of those you get to pick out? Like you didn't have to go with... Okay, yeah, those are the best.
Okay.
When you get a color and you kind of pick your own dress.
Does that happen very often, Julie, as someone who's been a bridesmaid so many times? Do you ever get any input or are you just told what you're wearing?
I get a little bit of input. We get to make it a fun day where we would go dress shopping and
drink.
Try on all the dresses and drink.
Right. Right. Yeah, see, guys don't ever get that experience. We don't ever go tux shopping.
No.
You don't?
Right?
Nope. No. You don't go fit your tuxes together?
I guess you might do that, but, you know, they all look alike and they're pretty standard.
I think they text each other links.
Right. Not much stylizing.
Right. No, no, no.
And then we end up going somewhere and all the brides or all the groomsmen sit around and go, are you sure you want to do this?
Nice.
Right. Yeah, right.
Hey, it's Eric. You know, wow. Wasn't that entertaining? That was something, huh? Imagine what's coming next. This is what's coming next right here. We got an engaged guy.
Perfect.
Hi there, Dan.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Currently engaged?
I am currently engaged.
When did you pop the question? How long have you been engaged?
It was actually on my birthday, which was February 22nd.
Oh, congratulations. Congratulations. How's that going?
It's going great.
Okay. Did you do the whole thing, put the ring on the finger, the whole deal?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So you you proposed on a Monday. That was a Monday. I know that's a distraction, but I just slipped.
Totally.
It's kind of a strange day to propose on.
It is. I think it was a Friday.
Okay.
Now, that's not strange at all.
Yeah.
So, anyway, was she surprised?
Well, yeah. So, we had, told her that she was throwing a surprise birthday party for me, and my brother was involved. And then, actually, she was kind of setting up her own engagement party. So it was kind of a great little trickaroo on her.
That's awesome.
And the ring now. She's wearing the ring, obviously. I'm guessing she loves it.
Yeah, she won't take it off.
Okay. Now, my question to you and the reason that I asked you to call, Dan, was this. What would happen if you were to tell her, if you were to reveal to her now, if she were like, let's say you're out with friends and she's showing off her ring and she's like, oh, look what Dan got me. And everybody's like, oh, it's so beautiful. It's so great. And then you chime in. Yeah, it's pretty exciting. Shaquille O'Neal paid for it.
Well, that would be amazing. I would love that.
Okay. That's what I'm wondering, because here's the deal, Dan. There's a story. Shaquille O'Neal paid for a stranger's engagement ring during a jewelry store visit. All right, here's what happens. So he goes into the Zales, that would be Shaquille O'Neal, and there's a guy in there who's looking at an engagement ring and trying to discuss the financing with the Zales person, and then he says, I don't know if I can make it work, and Shaquille steps over and hands his credit card and said, I'm going to buy the ring, go ahead and take it, and they have a happy picture and they move on. All sounds great, doesn't it, Dan?
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
Now, on its surface, it does, but here's the question I had for you, Dan. Do you think down the road that ever comes into play in a negative way? Like, you know, do you ever feel like Shaquille O'Neal paid for this ring, I didn't? Do you think that would ever happen or come into your brain or bother you?
Well, if that were the case, I'd probably take the money that I was going to use for the engagement ring and probably like reinvest it into the wedding or for the honeymoon or something to pay it back to, like, her and I.
Okay.
Smart guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right here.
All right. So that way you'd actually have a spin to it.
Yeah. You know, you got to make her happy, right? So.
Yes.
Oh, man, this guy's great.
Now, do you think your fiance, if she found out that really you didn't pay for her ring, Shaquille O'Neal did, do you think that would bother her down the road, or would she be okay with it?
Oh, no. She'd probably love it.
Yeah. I guess it is kind of a cool story. Thank you, Dan. Thank you. I appreciate it. Because I was reading that story and I thought, well, that's great. What a wonderful story. But then, I don't know, do you see what I'm saying as a guy whip?
Yeah, totally.
Initially, that's wonderful. And then maybe 5 years later, you're like, Shaquille O'Neal actually bought the engagement ring.
Right.
For my wife, what she's walking around with her finger on, and Shaquille paid for that. I didn't really do anything.
Yeah, I guess that's the way you sort of make it okay for yourself, for her, and you have such a fantastic story, but to reinvest the money you would have spent, like you said, into other marriage-related things. I think that's all good.
Would it bother you right now, Nikki, if you found out that your engagement ring was paid for, give me a wrestler whip.
Oh, King Kong Bundy. No, that's too old. Okay. You know, let's go with Mick Foley.
Oh, I love Mick Foley.
All right, your engagement ring was actually not paid for by your fiance, but was paid for by wrestler Mick Foley, who happened to be in the jewelry store with your fiance when he was buying the ring. Would there be any part of you that's a little bugged that he didn't pay for it, that some wrestler did?
No. I would tell everybody, this is Mankind, bought me this ring.
All right.
Mick Foley.
All right.
Socko. It'd be such a great story.
Oh, fantastic.
All right. How about you, Violetta? What would you do if you found out your fiance's ring was actually paid for by Who's, give me one of the
The Miz.
Give me one of the Kardashians.
Maybe Scott Disick?
Like Scott Disick. Scott Disick from the Kardashians actually paid for your engagement ring and not your fiance. Would that bother you?
Yeah, I kind of think he's a chump.
Yeah, there you go. There might be a little chump there. Mm-hmm. But for Dan, who called in, it was great.
Have you told your friends about the Eric in the Morning podcast? You probably should.
Where you want to go maybe today, down to the South Side, Guaranteed Rate Field, White Sox home opener, scheduled to take place. First pitch, when, Whip?
3:10.
3:10 on that first pitch.
Yeah.
Did you realize the White Sox are celebrating right now 50 years since Harry Carey became their announcer?
That's wow. Amazing. Amazing.
Wow. Now, many Chicagoans, perhaps new Chicagoans, don't realize that Harry, in fact, did or was a White Sox announcer before he became a Cubs announcer.
That's right. It was it's ancient history, but it was huge news when he jumped sides of town at the time.
Yeah. Used to drink the Falstaff beer shirt off out in the bleachers.
He started the seventh inning stretch thing on the South Side.
My dad used to take me to, I've mentioned this before, I was like four. He used to take me to Mama McCuddy's and sit me up on the bar.
Yeah, that's where Babe Ruth used to supposedly go between doubleheaders. We really want to get that
bar
back there.
McCuddy's bar, when it used to be right there next to the old Comiskey Park.
Yeah.
Good old days, glory days. But 50 years.
Wow.
It was April 7th, 1971, when the Southsiders first welcomed Carey into their play-by-play booth. Do you remember it like it was yesterday?
Oh boy. Hello again, everybody. It's a beautiful day. For baseball. Hello, Jimmy.
Hi, it's Eric.
Hello, pretty ladies.
Hi.
Hey, you know, the Chicago White Sox. 3:10 start with the leadoff man at 3 o'clock.
Who's it brought to you by? Who's it brought to you by?
True Link Fence.
Okay.
And participating players will win a Timex wristwatch.
Love that. That's why they do it.
Does it feel like it's been 50 years since
it seems like just yesterday when I was sitting out in the bleachers with a cold Falstaff beer.
Yeah. I believe you were on Channel 44 back then.
That was right. Yeah. In the sport, Channel 44 on TV.
Yeah. Who was your partner then, do you recall?
That was Jimmy Pearsall.
That is right.
Boy, he was a spicy number then.
Yes, he was.
He would say anything.
He would say
anything. You had to watch that guy, Harry.
Before the dump button that was ever invented.
That's right.
You know what's amazing that just hit me, Harry?
What's
when
that?
You were still there with the White Sox, the same guy is now managing the team again.
That's right. He's back in the ballpark.
Yes, dude. Do you remember who that is?
Tony Montana.
That's exactly it. That is exactly right.
Are you kidding?
All right, see you. Harry is right there. Harry Carey.
Oh, my God.
That's nice to check in with him every now and then.
Hey, it's Eric. So are we having any fun yet? Well, actually, this was one of my favorite moments from this morning show. At least I think it was. Here it is.
312-233-1019. The majority of couples will say I love you within how long of meeting each other? How much time passes from the moment of meeting to the moment of the exchange, the mutual I love yous? 312-233-1019. Before we get the answer, anybody want to jump in?
6 months.
6 months.
3.5.
I was going to say three.
Three. Boy, oh boy, you guys take a little while to say I love you around here.
Ooh, really?
The average couple, Gene, will take how long before they say I love you?
2 months.
2 months is exactly correct.
If you said I love you to everybody for 2 months, I mean, that's a lot of people you love.
Well, nothing wrong with being in love with a lot of people.
I don't know.
A lot of love in the world. a lot of love goes a long way. Doesn't mean you have to be permanent love, but you're loving them at the time, I guess.
Sure.
Gene, are you in a relationship?
Oh, I am.
Was it about 2 months?
I don't remember. It's like 30 years ago.
Ah.
Well, it worked out.
It worked out.
And now we say it about every 30 years.
Yeah.
53% of people say their current relationship developed more quickly than usual because of the pandemic. You know, you're spending more time together, you're quarantining together, your relationship will develop faster.
Mm-hmm.
21% of couples moved in together during the pandemic.
Wow.
I actually saw a story about that the other day, too, the number of people. I thought it was even higher. 72% of people say the pandemic has made their relationship stronger. 52% of people ended a relationship during the pandemic. They, in fact, were not.
Ha.
And 25% of people say spending too much time with their partner at home exposed cracks and problems in the relationship.
I know. Normally you can ignore it.
Well, that's the last thing you want to do is expose cracks.
Oh,
hey.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Follow the Eric in the Morning Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Eric Morning Mix.
A study says regret does not keep people from avoiding future one-night stands. Regret does not keep people from avoiding future one-night stands. All right, so if you have a one-night stand and regret is not the one word that pops to mind, what is? Last one-night stand you had, the one word that popped to mind, best one-word answer, we make you a winner. Who among us do you think has had the most one-night stands? We don't. And we're just this is purely guessing. There is nothing scientific here.
Whip.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, we'll go with that.
All right. Whip, you pick today's winner.
Okay. Great.
All right. Nikki, you pick your favorite. Violetta, you pick your favorite, and then King of the Ladies, Whip, you will select today's winner. Okay. All right. You ready? All right. The one word that popped to mind after the one night stand, Annie, was what?
Embarrassment.
Embarrassment. Not regret. Embarrassment. Hold on. The one word that popped to mind after the one-night stand, Terry, was what?
Shock.
Yeah.
Shock. All right.
Said scotch.
And scotch. Hold on. Hang on. Don't go anywhere. Barb, the one-night stand, the one word that popped to mind?
Convenient.
Oh, wow.
Convenient one-night stand. Good word. All right, hold on, please. The one word that popped to mind after the one-night stand, Kathy?
Satisfaction.
Whoa, girl, yes.
Even said it like it just happened. And finally, Annette, the one word that popped to mind after the one-night stand?
Tiny.
Wow.
What's it going to be? Embarrassment, shock, convenient, satisfaction, or tiny? Your vote, Nikki.
Shock.
Your vote, Violetta.
Shock.
Whip, you say.
Tiny.
Yeah. Good job, guard. Well done, I think. Annette, congratulations, I think. We have a prize for you. How long ago was it? Do you mind sharing that?
Oh, long time ago.
Hey, it's Eric, and more Eric in the Morning is coming up right now. I mean, now. Go, now. Three stories and three stories only on Three Story Thursday. It is Thursday, right?
Yes.
I am seriously having a hard time keeping track of the days this week.
It's a weird one.
Yeah, that's true.
It is weird. All right, I'll give you three headlines. You let me know the headlines, the order you'd like to enjoy them. And then we'll take care of this business. Then we'll dive right into some more doubling of paychecks around here, okay? All right. Headline number one on Three Story Thursday, I think, is appropriate. New dating app is only live on Thursdays.
Okay. That's weird.
Sure. Headline number two, Three Story Thursday. Woman thinks she has tuberculosis. Wow. Actually has a condom in her lung.
Wow. Skip.
Headline number three. Giant lizard goes on supermarket sweep in wild viral video.
Coincidentally, just sent that video to Vila.
It is viral.
We should end on that, because have you seen that video?
It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
It is.
What would you like to start with?
Can we get the condom situation out of the way?
Sure. That's always been Violetta's motto in life.
Okay, no.
Too easy.
Another motto.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
A 27-year-old woman showed up to the hospital with a cough, fever, and thick mucus that had been persistent for 6 months. 4 months prior to attending the hospital, she'd been prescribed antibiotics and anti-tuberculosis treatment, which appeared to have no impact on her symptoms. The teacher was tested for TB and was found to be negative. However, when her chest was scanned, they found a lesion in the upper right lobe of her lung. Upon further investigation, it appeared to be an inverted bag-like structure sitting in the bronchus. The team removed the mystery bag. Though most of it had been destroyed by the process, it was clearly identifiable as one of those.
I think I actually can throw up right now.
Yeah, she breathed her right in there, right into her lungs. Breathed her right into her lungs.
She doesn't remember that?
I don't know. I don't know what happened. I don't know the circumstances, and I don't want to know.
No. Let's move on.
Maybe
You know, it ended up on a salad or something. I don't know what happened, but that's
I just mentally
me.
Left. I left the building, and then now I've returned for
well,
the second story.
Well, let me bring you back for this new dating app is only live on Thursdays. The goal is to reduce small talk and increase the number of dates that actually happen. Users are encouraged only to use the app on Thursdays. It's free later on after this date. This accelerates the rate at which matches are made, conversations are had, the dates are actually organized. The founders of Thursday, which I believe is the name of the app, Thursday, hope this will, quote, cut out all of the BS, end quote.
Okay.
Thursday is initially launching in London and New York. The launch date has been pushed back several times due to coronavirus restrictions, but now looks to be a go-ahead this month. So be on the lookout for the dating app Thursday, available for use only on Thursdays.
That actually makes a lot of sense because my friends who are on dating apps, if they connect with someone like on a Monday or a Tuesday, they have to like wait a couple days to try to organize or not feel desperate or whatever to like make weekend plans.
Got to get it all done on Thursday. And finally, giant lizard goes on supermarket sweep in wild viral video. A massive Asian water monitor terrified shoppers after going on a King of the Monsters-esque rampage at the 7-Eleven in Bangkok. The original video tweeted the incident racked up nearly a million views before it was deleted. The frightful clip, which has been reposted to Facebook, shows the monster reptile. Again, it's like 7 feet long.
It's huge. Crazy.
Scaling a shelf of milk, knocking off cartons, and causing onlookers to scream in shock. The shelves are ruined. Oh, my God. A voice can be heard exclaiming about the reptilian that's they now say actually is about 8 feet long. Wow. The world's second largest lizard after the Komodo dragon.
Whoa.
The clip concludes with the water monitor resting atop the shelf near the ceiling while bystanders laugh in the background. I don't know what they're laughing at. I don't see anything funny with a big giant lizard.
Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
Top three things trending on Twitter. Here we go in at number three.
Okay, the Masters are trending. ESPN posted just an old sweet song with a video compilation of golfers golfing, and it all starts today at three.
Yeah, I can't wait. Well, actually, the Masters is underway.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, well, the
maybe
ESPN
the TV
coverage
starts then?
The TV coverage will start at three, but all yes, right. They are well underway. By the way, Whip, who's currently leading the Masters
I
got to
check on that. Again, that Thursday thing always throws me.
I know. Yeah. Trending on Twitter number two.
A rare Superman comic book just sold for millions of dollars, $3.25 million to be specific. It's one of the few comic copies that introduces Superman to the world and was first published in 1938, which really began the superhero genre.
I don't get it. Yes, Whip, who's leading?
A whole ton of people are tied at one under par, one of them being H. Swafford.
Oh, Hudson Swafford.
Oh, there you go. I knew you'd know.
That was a test to see if you knew the first
H.
name.
H. Swafford.
Just throw another
name.
One out.
Tell me that's not a golfer name. Hudson Swafford.
C. Connors also tied for the top, along with S. Kim J. Day and K. Kisner.
I know Day.
Yeah, Jason Day. Kevin Kiz, my boy Kiz. Yeah,
that's right. Your boy.
It's
boy
so Kiz. Exciting watching Eric get these all right. It's he's winning a prize.
Yeah. Played a couple of rounds with my guy Kiz.
That's right.
Really?
Come on, Kiz.
Yeah, that's why he's doing so well. He picked up some tips from you.
He's a Georgia boy.
Oh.
Kids. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Jason Derulo. Can't believe
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
But you know who loves and knows him like a brother, Kevin Kisner.
Oh.
Dr. Kevin Mose.
No, really?
Really? Okay. And he's a golfer, too.
Yep.
That makes sense. For him then now.
All right, in at number one.
So Jason Derulo trending, not for anything he did or said, but because BTS unfollowed him on Twitter. I didn't even know that they had beef, but it all has to do with Jason Derulo and Josh, 658 song Savage Love, that went TikTok viral. BTS, I guess, did a remix with them, and that song... And I guess fans think that BTS didn't get the credit that they were due.
Right.
And so they're like, screw them. Don't follow them on Twitter anymore. And I guess BTS listens.
Wow.
Yeah. BTS having a feud with anyone makes me laugh.
It's hilarious.
Bad.
It's hilarious. Yeah. Their feuds are funny.
Yeah.
Thank you.
They're cute.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.